waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
Red and white, blue suede shoes.
So the president comes out and uses the term mission accomplished after an airstrike coordinated with the French and the British against Syria and its chemical weapons operations. You know, I still stand here and I wonder how we could know so quickly who was behind the chemical attack, considering everybody in the region has the same kind of chemicals, and you would wonder if somebody was just playing a game. You know, and so you just had to wonder about that. So at any rate, the other question is whether or not it's constitutional. My good friend William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global here, distinguished professor of emeritus of constitutional law, former federal judge and all of those things. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here again.
So give me an idea, the strikes on Syria, because here come the Democrats being like, well, this is cause for impeachment. I'm like, you know, I went back and looked at the number of bombs dropped by the Obama administration in at least seven countries we could find. The number of American operatives working in foreign countries went up by 150%. We were in 133 countries working undercover doing whatever by the time Obama left office. And the Democrats want to come out and talk about impeachment. But what is the legal standard?
Well, there's two stories here. The first is the hypocrisy of those Democrats that you're talking to here. And the second is, what's the truth? What's the constitutional standard? And that gets complicated because our founders intended it to be complicated. We've got a horrific use of chemical weapons, and now the president using the war powers that the president has, because in Article 2, the president is the commander-in-chief. He sends in some of those forces under his authority as the commander-in-chief. And then Congress says, hey, wait a minute. In Article 1, we have the power to declare war, and we have the power to raise armies, and we have the power to, you know, fund all this. So you should be coming to us first. And I got to tell you, this goes all the way back to the founders, because the founders, you know, fought over it. Hamilton, you know, the great founder who was a strong central government guy, he says, you know, it, beyond that commander-in-chief power, the president has inherent power of the office because of the way that Article 2 is written. And Article 2 says that all the executive power is in a president, as opposed to in Article 1, it says that the legislative powers herein granted, quote unquote, herein granted. And so, you know, all the way back to the founders, they've been debating how much inherent power the president has.
So thusly, you've cleared up nothing.
Well, what I'd like to do is just explain why, you know, it gets so ambiguous here. And actually, the interesting thing is that whoever the president is, whether they have an R after their name, a D after their name, or a wig, we'll say a W after their name back in the old days, whoever the president claims these executive war powers and claims this additional inherent power. So what happened recently, relatively recently, is that, you know, Congress says, well, we got to try and figure this out. So they passed this law called the War Powers Act. And the War Powers Act, you know, most presidents say, well, the War Powers Act isn't, or the War Powers Resolution isn't constitutional, because that's placing constraints on the executive in the exercise of his war power. But the War Powers Act says that the president can act, but they've got to, you know, report to Congress. Now, did you notice what the president did when Comey was in front of all these cameras yesterday and having his fun time with Stephanopoulos? The president was actually leading the nation, and he was reporting to Congress Sunday, and very few people have reported this. He was actually, you know, I'm guessing, trying to at least pretend that he's following, or at least being cordial with Congress here.
Here's the question, because we have watched every president in modern American history pull airstrikes like this. I remember, you know, President Reagan bombing Libya. President Clinton dropped bombs all over Europe. President Obama dropped bombs in Libya as well, and Yemen, Pakistan, and a whole host of other places. I mean, you know, and they're not out getting Congress's permission to do all of those things. In fact, none of them. I might point out.
In 1907, President Roosevelt sent some battleships on a cruise toward the Pacific. He was sending a message at that time. And Congress came in and said, hey, you can't do that. You've got to get our permission. You know, Roosevelt said, you know, I've got enough money to send them out there. You know, if you want to bring them back, you can pay for it. And so that's the kind of give and take. And you're right. It's been throughout our history. Congress is trying to assert its power. The president
You know, Teddy Roosevelt was a guy that greatly expanded the power in the executive branch. He is a guy who grabbed a bunch of power for the president when he was there. So he changed the course of the presidency beginning when he took over as the youngest man to ever become president.
Well, and now today, you know, with the War Powers Act, and then Congress subsequently passed this law called the Authorization Use of Military Force. And that is supposedly the congressional authorization that some presidents have used to justify these bombings that you were just describing of. Because, you know, since the 9/11 attacks, Congress has stepped in and said, well, you know what? We don't want the president to say he has inherent authority to do that. So we're going to pass this very narrow law that authorizes the president to act. And now the question is then, well, OK, well, is that statute constitutional or not? And most presidents have suggested it's not. For example, when the president Bush signed it, you know, he said, you know, I've got inherent authority to do this anyways, but I'm going to play nice with you guys and I'm going to sign it here. And that's what I think President Trump is doing yesterday, when he went to Congress and he notified Congress of what he's doing. Here's my justification under the Constitution for doing it. And so, again, we've got a situation. Congress has the power to declare war. The president is the commander in chief, you know, and you've got to somewhere in between that, you know, understand that we could have a constitutional crisis here, because I'll guarantee you, if Democrats retake the House of Representatives, they will point to this this bombing as one of the reasons that he should be impeached. And they'll say, hey, we're going to impeach you. That's the point.
But that's where the American people and people in the middle, people that are, you know, not really affiliated closely with the Democrats or the Republicans, kind of that group in the middle that kind of can go either way in any election. They look at that. They don't buy into that. They know that every president, or, you know, has done that for years and years and decades. And so for them to come back, we're going to impeach Trump for, you know, bombing, you know, Syria, they'd be going like, really? This is where Barack Obama drew the red line in the sand and did nothing about it. And Trump does something about it. And you're going to impeach him for that? Please.
That's the hypocrisy story. You know, we've got one standard for Republicans, one standard for Democrats, and unfortunately, the mainstream media, you know, won't have a conversation like we had today. No. And so most people, you know,
remain in
Texas or Florida aren't going to see that the president acted constitutionally.
You got it. President of Salt and Light Global, William Wagner, the professor here, as always. William, you're terrific. We'll talk to you soon.
It is good to be here again. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. William Wagner, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show to get things rolling on a Monday. By the way, my good friend Chris McClatcher is offering to do half-price extensions, just $37.50 instead of $75. He'll get your extension filed. Taxes due by tomorrow. Put in your area code and then tax.com, 989-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com. He's looking for some folks in Traverse City, in Mackinac City, in Marquette. Give my good friend Chris McClatcher a call. Fresh Start Tax Solutions, back after this.